This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
But right now it is time. You hear him for the nephew in today's prank phone call. What you got for us now?
Well, Shirley, you know, it's tax time. You do know that. It's tax
time.
And everybody trying to get their stuff together. So right here, this prank right here is, can I claim your kid? Can I claim your kid? You know, just to help me on my taxes a little bit, you know, can I claim your kid? That's all I need. Just a little help. Just one of your kids. That's all. Just one of them. Let me claim one of them and try to offset my taxes a little bit. That's all. That's all. It takes a village. You know what I mean?
It really does. When it comes to taxes, it really does.
It does. Yeah. It takes a village.
We got 4 days. Come on, nephew.
Yes. Can I claim your kid? Let's go, cat dog. Let's go.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Devin. Devin's.
Yes, this is him.
Hey, Devin, how you doing, man? My name is Curtis, man. Curtis. I was trying to reach out to you. Your son, he plays basketball with my nephew, man. Your son is the one that's on the Blazers Little League basketball team, right?
Yeah, he plays for the Blazers. Everything all right?
Yeah.
Okay with my boy?
Yeah. Everything good, man. You know, they got a game Saturday and everything. I seen you a couple times, man, at the game. I don't know if you remember me, man. Light-skinned brother, about 6 foot.
Yeah, I probably met you. You know, I'd be so intense with the game. But, yeah, what's going on?
Well, actually, man, I wanted to holler at you about your son, man. Are you working right now? Are you currently working?
Am I working? Like, yeah, I am working, actually. I mean,
you have a steady job is what I'm asking.
I mean, yeah, what you getting at, though? Like, you know, I thought you were calling about the basketball team, like, uniforms. I know we got a game Saturday. You know, sometimes they want donation for sneakers and all that. Like, you know.
No. What I was asking, so I mean, you got a regular 9-to-5 job you go to all the time?
Yeah, I got a 9-to-5. I mean, things is kind of crazy, but hours is kind of short. But, you know, I still work. I mean, while I was going on, you need a job or something?
No. I'm just checking, man. See, what I wanted to get at you about, man, is seeing, are you gonna claim your son on your income tax this year?
Hold on, bro. Now, you said, am I going to claim my son on my taxes this year?
Right. I mean, like, you know, as a dependent.
Well, you asking some real personal questions now. You know, like, you the guy that, you just said you know me from the basketball team that my son play on, Blazers, you know, and now you done jumped from the Blazers to do I claim my son on my taxes and do I have a steady income? I mean, like, you know, I got a steady income and I'm claiming my son. What you trying to get at, bro?
Well, see, man, what I was thinking, I just wanted to read. You seem like a cool dude when I saw you at the gym, man. What I was going to ask you, bro, is, you know, see, right now, man, when I get through with my taxes and stuff, I'm going to have to owe about $800. But now, see, if I claim a child as my dependent, man, they going to give me about $2,300. You see what I'm saying? And what I wanted to get at you about, man, is, you know, you let me claim as my son, you know, so I can go and get this good money.
Hold up, bro. Bro, I mean, with all due respect, bro, you talking about you want to claim my son on taxes. Hold on, bro. I don't even know you. You know, you're talking about you seeing me at my son's basketball game. You might be the police for all I know, bro. You sound like the police.
No. It ain't. Ain't nobody going to come at you sideways like that, man. I ain't trying to come like what I'm trying to say, man. Dog, they finna hit me off with this $800. Well, see, I can get $2,300, man. I kick you down $250. You understand what I'm saying, man? Everybody cool.
$250? You crazy? Now you sound like a joke, bro. Because now you're insulting me. You telling me you want to claim my style for some where you owe money. I don't even know you, fool. So I can make $250. Bro, I ain't trying to be on no bro, but when I claim my kids, I'm getting the same exact price you getting. I'm getting $2,300 too. So what the I look like taking $200 from I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I'm the one stuck over here paying the $800, man. I'm just acting like asking you to look out for a brother, man. You say?
Out.
Yeah.
Look out. You know, my check been cut from 40 hours a week to 13 hours a week, and I still got these little asking me for Jordan. Michael Jordan, they never put a dime.
That's why I'm trying to hook you up with $250, man. You don't even see a good thing when it's coming at you, bro.
Bro, I don't know what you talking about, bro. No, $250, bro. When I claim these two little I'm getting $2,300 a piece, bro. What you think I'm going to take $250 from you for? I don't even know you like that.
Say, man, you ain't got a trip, man.
I understand if you was my bro, you my people. You know, maybe we could do a little something. I can understand that. But, bro, you ain't going to give me no $250 when I'm getting the same thing they offering you, $2,300. It's government money, bro.
So what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do, Devin? Tell me that.
I mean, bro, what you supposed to do is go add your seed, claim that little every year, and you'll get what I get for these little that I'm feeding and clothing every day. That's what you're going to have to do. My hours done got cut from 40 to 15 hours a week. I had to go pick me up a little side hustle. You understand? You got to change your ways. You out here trying to get me locked up for a government scam.
Bro. All I'm trying to do, man, is get this $800 off my back, dog. That's all I'm trying. Man, ain't nobody trying to get no trouble, man.
Bro, you still talking about getting you $800 and getting me locked up. Now, you got me up. I'm out here working hard to support my kids, man.
Man, I ain't finna sit here and go through this with you no more, man. I ain't finna sit here and go through this with you no more. Is you gonna help me with this money or not?
Bro, I ain't helping you with bro.
I need...
And when I see you on Saturday, bro, I'm gonna you up, bro. I promise you, bro.
I need your son's social security number right now. That's what I need.
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. What you look like, bro? You said you're a light-skinned and you're going to stop 6 foot. Bro, when I see you, when I step in that gymnasium, bro, I'm on your bro.
You ain't on Blazers, bro. You better bring that social security number.
I think it's a game. I'm going to come find him.
Okay, cool. I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening to me?
I don't even know why this is on my phone, bro. Why I'm even talking to this fool.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, man. Is you listening to me?
Say your last statement you want on your tombstone, bro.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked, baby.
Who is this?
This Nephew Tommy, man. What's up, Devin?
What's up, fool? You got me out here going crazy,
hey,
bro.
Hey, man, do you got a boy that you work with named?
Yeah, crazy.
Put me up to this, man.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Man, I'm a big when I get to work tomorrow, man.
Keep doing what you're doing. We need good daddies in the world, brother.
Man, thank you, bro. Yeah.
Hey, one more thing, man. I got to ask you. You got to tell me, man, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, brother. Y'all crazy, man. I'm a beat.
That boy did that. Who that boy be doing?
Come on, King of Pranks.
Who that boy be doing it? Doing a Sunday night at the Braille Improv right outside of Los Angeles. The Nephew is coming to town. Tickets selling like crazy, and the Nephew is coming, and we're going to have fun Sunday night. Don't worry about Monday. Don't worry about trying to go to work on Monday and me being at work. Oh, don't pressure yourself with all that. Our goal is to have fun Sunday night at the Brea Improv. We're going to have a house party. We're going to have jokes galore. I got friends coming with me. It's going to be ignorant and stupid. And then laying in the cut, I'd be ignorant the following Saturday, right before Easter in Jacksonville, Florida, Duval, Easter weekend. Man, what? What's stupid on? Stupid just be moving around on the weekend. Y'all don't even know it sometimes.
All right.
And Charlotte, North Carolina. And Charlotte. Right, what
nephew.
The lady told y'all? Proud.
All right. Thank you, nephew. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.